something happened to salad that never happened before.
All would you look at the time. My name is Andrew. I'm here with Allegra Frank.
Hello.
We are back with another classic episode, I want to say, because it's about salad dressing. Just one of those topics that just keeps calling to me, and I'm excited to share with everyone. Allegra, I kind of went off on my own on this one. You know, I filled you in along the way.
You did. Kept me updated on your adventure.
It all starts with minor league baseball. Minor league baseball in the United States, as you may know, they're all small regional teams across the country. Most of the time in smaller cities, typically where there aren't major league teams. And what's fun about going to these, for me, is they do a lot of fun promotional events to get people to go to games. For example, I went to a Star Wars night at the Coney Island Cyclones game.
People of Coney Island, we have provided you all with beverages and pretzels.
Minor league baseball teams will also sometimes rename themselves for one of these type of events. They get redesigned uniforms. They have a themed night at the ballpark. Allegra, you may remember we went to see the minor league baseball team in Connecticut, the Hartford Yard Goats.
The Hartford Yard Goats ditching their name on Sunday. Just call them the Hartford Steam Cheeseburgers.
Hey, what's happening with this?
Yeah, we got a jersey from that says Steam Cheeseburgers, which was cool. And the whole reason we went was because of the Steam Hams meme from The Simpsons that was happening then.
You call hamburgers steamed hams?
Yes.
They were called the Steam Cheeseburgers because that's Connecticut's local delicacy. They have at least one restaurant that makes steam cheeseburgers. Actually, a lot of these teams do promotional rebrandings that are related to regional foods. I found a couple of my favorites when looking online. The Manchester Chicken Tenders, the Hudson Valley Cider Donuts, the Erie Pepperoni Balls, the Syracuse Salt Potatoes, and the Corpus Christi Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits, which it starts to get into branded territory with Wawa. The reason I brought this up is because at the beginning of this year, when the minor league baseball team, the Akron Rubber Ducks from Akron, Ohio, announced their promotional schedule for 2024, they revealed that they would be renaming themselves for one night only after a salad dressing. Huh? Now, what salad dressing would an Akron, Ohio baseball team change their name to? Apparently something called White French Dressing. Now, Allegra, listeners of the show, they may know what French dressing is. We did two episodes about it.
Yeah, it was specifically like a tomato-y dressing. Mm. A red dressing versus this is white.
Right. But in all my time of reading about salad dressing, French dressing in particular, I've never heard of white French dressing. Have you?
If you haven't, I haven't.
Well, according to the Akron Rubber Ducks website, white French is a smooth, creamy, textured, tangy salad dressing with hints of garlic and, as the name suggests, a white hue. This unique salad topper is not often found outside of the confines of Summit County.
That makes sense that we don't know what it is, because if it's not anywhere outside of Akron, Ohio, I can't imagine we would have tried it.
Right. Well, a baseball team named after a salad dressing only found in Akron, Ohio. That's fodder for an All Would You Look at the Time episode, if I've ever heard it. Correct?
Yes, would agree.
So, of course, I had to go to the baseball game. I had to check out this version of French dressing. Find out how it all came about. Why is it only in Akron, Ohio? And that's where my story starts. I bought my tickets to that salad dressing baseball game for July, and I booked my trip to Akron for that week to do a little taste test. So, arriving in Akron on the first day, it was not hard at all to come across white French dressing. To start my morning, gotta get some coffee. I went to find a good coffee shop in Akron. Ended up at a place called the Chameleon Cafe.
Yeah.
I order a cold brew. I sit down. I start to take a look at the menu. They have a full kitchen offering wraps, quesadillas, soups, and what do you know? Salads. Chicken caprese salad with white French dressing. A Cobb salad with white French dressing. I was like, is this a coincidence that the first place I went to has this? Or is this stuff just everywhere? I had to talk to someone at the cafe.
My name's Adria Buzik, and I'm the owner of Chameleon Cafe Akron.
Adria told me that white French dressing is actually really common in Akron, at a bunch of eateries in the area, but literally nowhere else.
I grew up in southern Ohio, about an hour and a half south of here. Never heard of it, and that's only an hour and a half away.
It is funny, anecdotally, I have brought up this dressing to friends I know from Cleveland and the surrounding northern Ohio area, and they had never heard of white French either. But when I talked to a friend who lives in the Akron area, they knew immediately what I was talking about. It is super regional. So since Adria owns a restaurant in Akron, white French dressing is a staple on the menu. She says the Chameleon Cafe sells gallons of it every day. And because it's so specific to Akron, there's no large distributor that everyone is getting this dressing from. So every restaurant has to make it themselves.
So how did you get like a recipe for it?
So I moved up here when I was 18 to attend the University of Akron's culinary program. There was a restaurant across the street called Three Point. They were known for their white French dressing. Like, they sold gallons of it. Three Point had an underground fire, electrical fire, and ended up closing in January of 2017. We ended up getting one of their chefs, and they said, this white French dressing that we have been using for all these years is a must. You have to make it. I said, I will not unless we call the owner and ask for permission. So we called the owner and asked, and they said, you know, we're closing. We're not going to reopen ever again. You have my full permission to use the recipe. And so we started making it that day, and it quickly became our number one top selling dressing.
Now, Allegra, I just want to stop here for a second. I brought home some of the white French dressing from the Chameleon Cafe. I didn't get to record my first time trying white French dressing, so I need you to be my surrogate for the podcast. Will you try this white French dressing for me?
What if I said no?
You have to do it for the podcast.
I have to try it.
Okay. Here is a bowl of salad with white French dressing from the Chameleon Cafe.
Okay. Doesn't taste like French dressing.
No, not at all.
This reminds me of Caesar.
Mm-hmm. It's a little similar.
But then I definitely get the onion, which I don't like. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty good, and then the onion kicks up, and it's like, ugh. Like, it feels wrong. But yeah, it's kind of like thick, creamy, a little tangy. That's the main thing.
Totally.
Good job, Adria.
So Adria continues the white French dressing tradition by using a recipe from a now closed restaurant called Three Point. Though Three Point is not the originator of the dressing. It had only opened in 2010. I learned white French dressing existed in Akron way before that. There are two places that are still around that come up a lot in newspaper articles, subreddits, and blogs when talking about white French dressing in Akron. One is Ken Stewart's, a group of restaurants owned by a local chef named Ken Stewart from Akron. His first restaurant opened up in 1990. The other place is called Papa Joe's, an Italian restaurant that has been around since 1986. Both of these places are like old-school, classy, lodge-style restaurants, which still seems to be pretty common in the Akron area. Actually, most of the places you do find white French in Akron is at steakhouses and country clubs, white tablecloth restaurants, as I like to call them. Papa Joe's is actually famous enough for its white French dressing that the dressing was going to be featured at the white French baseball game that week. So, of course, I had to check out Papa Joe's, which seemed to be the oldest running restaurant with white French, or at least the most well-known.
Here we started serving white French immediately in 1986.
I came
decades ago from our creation in our kitchen with our staff.
I talked to the owners of Papa Joe's, Kim McLaughlin and her brother, Jeffrey Bruno, whose family, the Iacomini's, have had restaurants in the Akron area for over 90 years.
Our grandfather got bored, and then he saw this place called The Lodge, which was a staple in the little Akron area here in the Akron Valley, and decided that this could be a relaunch for us so we could keep the generational aspect of being in business here in Akron going.
Jeff and Kim told me that the white French dressing is a top menu item at the restaurant.
We committed since the very beginning of this place, Papa Joe's, to create dressings that are made from scratch with very little to no additives. And the white French dressing became a predominant sales hit as soon as we started.
But did Papa Joe's invent white French dressing? Jeff tells me that though they made their own version, other places were making white French before Papa Joe's was around.
You know, Harry Foley, a Foley's restaurant on Market Street, had a real dynamic white French during their existence.
Foley's restaurant closed down in the late 80s. What took its place is actually Ken Stewart's Grill, the other restaurant I mentioned known for its white French. So, I got to try Papa Joe's white French. I actually went out to eat with some friends while I was there one evening. I have to say, Akronites were not lying. It kind of caught me by surprise. Papa Joe's white French dressing is really good. It's kind of like a buttermilky, garlicky, silky white dressing. You can kind of liken it to a mix of ranch and creamy Italian. I hadn't had a salad dressing quite like it before. I was starting to understand why it's such a big deal. The recipe for Papa Joe's white French, according to Jeff and Kim, hasn't changed in the 38 years since the restaurant opened.
Dressings homemade like we do are a balancing act of ingredients and the same person putting it together. You don't want a multiple myriad of staff producing dressings. And we've had all of them graded, specified. We've had them studied and we've had the metrics and the biology reviewed. So we know that we can still proceed in today's modern world without adding a lot of stabilizers and preservatives. We want to stay shelf stable, but we want to have it where we don't put a date on it. And what we tell, you know, it's good for a week.
Keeping the recipe exactly the same and making it fresh every day is actually a big reason why they decided not to bottle it. You can buy it in tubs at their marketplace attached to the building, but there's no large scale distribution or anything like that.
We were going to do that, but it just didn't work because
we felt like we were going to be not in the control seat with that, you know, unless we set up our own facility, and we really have enough to do here. You know, we're here to, you know, leave legacy versus do high volume with, you know, that kind of situation.
Adria from the Chameleon Cafe also said she was looking into bottling her white French because of how popular it is.
Yes, we're taking it into consideration, and I started looking at different manufacturers. But it's bizarre to me because it's delicious. Yeah. Why it hasn't taken off.
Why hasn't it taken off? Is the reason that white French dressing stayed in Akron because no one has managed to bottle it? Well, not exactly. If you go into perhaps an Acme or Giant Eagle grocery store in Ohio's Summit County, you may actually see white French dressing on shelves, thanks to this guy.
First name is Mark, last name is Graziani, and I'm the president of Yaya's, owner-operator.
Yaya's is an independently owned salad dressing company based in Akron, which started in 2006 out of Mark's cafes he was running with his wife.
Our house dressing was a Greek dressing, homemade. Friends of a family gave us the recipe, and it took off. Everybody loved it. They said, Mark, you got to bottle this stuff. It's so good. And after I heard that for about a year, I said, all right. But it didn't take off well in the grocery stores because it's not a really popular dressing. So I had trouble keeping it going at the grocery stores. And I says, if I want to keep the grocery store business going, I got to come up with another flavor that's popular. And that's where white French came in.
Mark is originally from Pennsylvania, but while living in Akron, he came across the sensation that is Papa Joe's white French dressing.
They have a good recipe, makes it a little different than mine. I got hooked on it, then I noticed other restaurants had it. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty popular dressing. You know, why isn't anybody bottling it? And then years later, here I am.
So basically, because of how popular white French dressing is in Akron, if you're going to own an Akron-based salad dressing company, you got to have a white French.
It's definitely our flagship dressing. It's number one. A couple others are creeping up on them, but white French is our flagship dressing.
Mark tells me that Yaya's dressing is available in about 130 grocery stores, mostly in northern Ohio. But the issue with white French is, once you go outside of that area, that dressing is virtually unknown.
I was born in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. We have like 7 grocery stores in that area, Youngstown, Newcastle area. And white French is our slowest selling dressing because no one buys it.
So it's possible that even if you do bottle white French and try to sell it outside of Akron, you might have a hard time getting it off shelves if no one has ever heard of the dressing before. It's sort of a chicken and egg problem.
Because in the salad dressing business, or any grocery, anything in the grocery store business, is all about volume. And the more stores you have, the better you do usually. So I'm always trying to, you know, do promos or just give words, get the word out.
Did you know about the baseball game on Friday?
Yeah.
Are you going to go?
No, I'm not going to go. I wanted to be a part of it. I had a meeting with them. I reached out to them. I said, hey, guys, I said, I heard you're having a white French night. I says, I'm the only guy that bottles it. I'd like to come pass out free samples. They go, got back to me like 2 weeks later. They're like, that sounds like good, but it's going to cost you $850. I'm like, what? So what do you pay for the lights? I'm a little small mom and pop company. Yeah, here I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the only guy that bottles it. You're not even, now you want to charge me? That's, I'm like, I just didn't like it. It didn't feel right.
Mark has been selling white French since 2009. That's 15 years, and it still hasn't had much luck outside of Akron. But let's revisit this question. Why is it only in Akron? Where specifically did it come from? The history isn't as well known in Akron as the dressing itself is. This is where a lot of my journey leads to me relying on various newspaper archives and internet research. So, we established that white French dressing has been around for about 40 years, at least. That is, if Papa Joe's debuted theirs in 1986, but a place called Foley's had it prior. Did Foley's in Akron invent white French dressing? Well, I did find the dressing mentioned even earlier than that. Between web blogs and newspaper archives, the earliest claim of white French dressing at an Akron eatery was from this restaurant in the Summit Mall, a shopping center in town built in the 60s. The restaurant in question, a place called Stouffer's. You may recognize the name Stouffer's, as it is the same Stouffer's as the frozen TV dinners you can find in almost any grocery store in America.
Nothing beats a Stouffer's pizza, luscious toppings on a French bread crust so crispy brown.
Before it was a frozen food brand, Stouffer's started out as a series of restaurants in the Cleveland area, dating all the way back to its first diner in 1924. They eventually became respected restaurants in major cities in America. Stouffer's expanded into Akron with the opening of the Summit Mall in 1965, and at some point in its time, until its last year of operation in 1981, Stouffer's allegedly served some salad courses topped with what they called a white French dressing. I initially found out about this from an old WordPress blog called Eating the Road, which has a detailed timeline of the history of Stouffer's restaurants in America. And throughout the comments on this page, people are sharing their memories eating at Stouffer's restaurants. Here's one in particular. I remember going to Stouffer's restaurant in 1965 when it opened at the Summit Mall in Akron. I loved the Catalina salad with white French dressing. Even got engaged there once. There's also a couple comments in here where people are asking for Stouffer's white French dressing recipe. Mark Graziani of Yaya's Dressing was the first person I talked to who has heard of white French dressing in Akron starting at this Stouffer's.
That was their house dressing. And that's how it became popular locally. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, that was the thing to do. That was the entertainment. Hey, let's go to this nice restaurant, Stouffer's.
But as I mentioned before, Stouffer's restaurants had been operating before the Summit Mall opened. That wasn't its first location. I can imagine other Stouffer's restaurants had similar menus. So, was white French dressing available outside of Akron before this? I believe it was. So in 1946, Stouffer's opened its first suburban restaurant in the Shaker Square neighborhood of Cleveland, which is actually where Stouffer's got the idea to become the frozen food brand that we know today.
Stouffer Frozen Food started back in 1954, actually out of the back door of our Shaker Square restaurant. And at that time, the restaurant manager, Wally Blankenship, felt that people wanted to take our products home, and they were taking them home, and Mr. Stouffer heard about it, decided that if some of our products were going to be frozen, then we wanted to control the freezing and the quality control. So we started freezing, selling them out the back door of the little 227 Club, and that was the beginning.
Along with the 227 Club, Stouffer's also had a little lounge area in the back of its Shaker Square restaurant called the Tack Room. This was a bit of a cooler place to hang out than the upscale restaurant Stouffer's tried to be, where the younger crowd hung out and could listen to live music while they ordered food and drinks. It was a popular enough place that in 1962, Stouffer's actually released a record of a live performance from the Tack Room, the piano stylings of musician Eddie Ryan. In this recording, you may hear some clinging of plates from guests dining in the Tack Room, perhaps a crowd of Clevelanders having a nice salad on their night out. I believe the Tack Room is where white French dressing was invented. Let me explain. So, by 1973, Stouffer's had a fleet of restaurants beyond Ohio. In Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, New York City, Stouffer's became a big enough name in the hospitality industry that they published a Stouffer's cookbook, which featured recipes of dishes available at their restaurants. I have a copy of this book, and here's where I got some more insight. On page 129, I found a recipe for a Catalina salad bowl. The ingredients for the salad include raw cauliflower florets, lettuce hearts, romaine, blue cheese crumbles, tomato, bacon, and 1.5 cups of white French dressing. The recipe for the dressing itself, however, is not in the book. But there's a little blurb before the Catalina salad recipe. It says, "The salad was invented by the manager of our Shaker Square Tack Room and one of our dietitians. We're not sure why we named it Catalina, but we do serve it under different names at some of our restaurants. It's sometimes called Tack Salad or Golden Coast Salad." So, the Akron Stouffer's Catalina Salad actually invented in the Tack Room in Cleveland under the name Tack Salad. If the Catalina Salad was invented there, was that also the place where white French dressing itself was invented? This brings me back to my trip to Akron. While I was there, I wanted to talk to someone who had firsthand experience of Stouffer's version of white French dressing. It turns out, Mark Graziani of Yaya's had heard of someone in town who had worked at the Shaker Square Stouffer's in Cleveland. His name is Thomas George.
Gentleman you're going to speak with tomorrow, Thomas, used to work for them. He will give you a good story, better than I can.
And so that was my next stop.
All right, I'm going to start recording, and that works for you.
I met Thomas at the University of Akron, where he currently works as the resident district manager of dining services. Okay, first, what is white French dressing?
Well, white French dressing is a, well, it's a hard to find dressing because it's not really made by a lot of folks, but it could be a couple of different things. It originally was like a vinaigrette dressing, but over time it's become like a mayonnaise-based dressing. It's been kind of changed over the years, I think.
Thomas is hinting at a bit of a mystery here. He denied being called an expert of white French dressing, but he's the closest to an expert I could certainly find.
I worked for Stouffer's Restaurant Company from 1987 to 1995. And in 1987, I worked at a very nice restaurant in Lakewood, Ohio here called Pier W. And in Pier W, that house dressing was white French dressing. And as I continued my career with Stouffer's, a year later, I was transferred to its sister restaurant called Pier East and Vernon's on Shaker Square here. And that was the original Stouffer's restaurant in Cleveland back, you know, in the 50s.
So at this point, when Thomas worked at Stouffer's, it was rebranded as Pier East, and the tack room was renamed Vernon's. Thomas said he never made the dressing himself. During his time at Stouffer's, he worked at the front of the house.
What do you remember about the dressing when you worked there?
Well, it was unique, no doubt, because I had never had that before. And I graduated from a culinary school. I had worked at a few restaurants prior to that, but this was a very unique dressing, and it came on what was called the tackroom salad.
After working at Stouffer's restaurants for a few years, Thomas had heard all about the tackroom.
From what I understand, it was the place to be in the late 50s and through the 60s. People would talk about it at length with you as a manager. If a guest came in that was of that age, they would always, you know, talk about the tack room and the tack room salad, which had white French dressing on it.
But Thomas had only seen or heard of white French dressing at Stouffer's restaurants. Later, when he went to Akron for work, he was surprised to see it at a bunch of other places.
When I came here and we went to lunch down on Main Street, I went to a restaurant called Lockview, and lo and behold, they had white French dressing on the menu. And I was like, well, that has to be somebody that's worked at Stouffer's before, because that you don't just come up with that. I mean, right? It had to be somebody that had worked at Stouffer's before, or one of the Stouffer's restaurants around the Cleveland area that just used that dressing.
Thomas had some information I hadn't seen before. While we were chatting, he pulls out his copy of the Stouffer's cookbook. The version he owns, on page 204, has the actual original recipe for Stouffer's white French dressing. His must have been a different edition.
So this book was copyright in 1973.
Here's where that mystery comes in. The ingredients are as follows. 3 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/4 cup cold water, 1/2 cup boiling water, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 cup of hot water, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 3 tablespoons salt, 1 teaspoon dry mustard, 2 3/4 cup of salad oil, 1 cup cider vinegar, 1/2 a teaspoon of onion juice, 1/4 a teaspoon of fine herbs, and 1 clove of garlic. Nothing too complicated here, but this recipe, according to Thomas, is not the white French dressing they were serving at Stouffer's in Cleveland at that point.
I worked at Stouffer's restaurants in 1987. So from 73 to 87, somewhere along that path, that recipe was changed to a more mayonnaise-based recipe, because some of the information that I still have from my Stouffer's days, some of the recipe information that I remember, and I made a copy of when I probably left there.
Thomas pulls out a photocopy of the recipe card that he had still kept from when he worked at the Cleveland Stouffer's, a different recipe for a salad dressing they served. And the first ingredient on the list?
This particular recipe calls for Stouffer's white French dressing.
The famous salad dressing at the Stouffer's Shaker Square restaurant calls for 1 1/2 cups of Stouffer's white French dressing.
What's the name of this? Creamy vinaigrette dressing.
Yep.
Okay. Which, if you look at this, it says white French dressing. But when you look at the information, it's more of vinaigrette dressing. Totally. So I think that's what they're referring to. And you incorporated this white French dressing into it, because this was, see how it says purchase? Mm. Purchase Stouffer's white French dressing. So somewhere along the way between 73 and 87, Stouffer's made the decision to outsource that dressing to be made someplace else and then stocked for us at some purveyor.
Yeah.
And this is where I think it became white, is you were to add 1.5 cups to this recipe of Stouffer's white French dressing.
Oh, I see. This creamy vinaigrette dressing calls for dry mustard, salt, pepper, tarragon vinegar, vinegar, sweet pickle relish, onion, parsley, green pepper, pimiento pepper, in addition to the 1.5 cups of white French dressing. So obviously, white French dressing has evolved over time, but I'm curious how similar Stouffer's white French dressing is to the stuff available in Akron today. Thomas actually suggested we do a taste test to compare today's white French with what he remembers when he worked at Stouffer's, and to try the original recipe white French from the Stouffer's cookbook.
I had my chef here make it yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. So we have that dressing in our cooler right now, as well as the dressing from right down here in Akron at what's called the Lockview restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And Yaya's dressing, the Yaya white French dressing. So I have all three in our cooler. We'll get some salad together and we'll taste them all. See which one you like.
I walked with Thomas down to the University of Akron dining hall, and we scooped up some lettuce from the salad bar. Then he went into the kitchen and came back with 3 styrofoam bowls, each with a different kind of dressing. We brought it back upstairs. So we have 3 dressings here.
Right.
They aren't labeled, so I don't know which one's which.
That's right.
All right, so should we just...
Go ahead and help yourself. And all of these have been chilled overnight.
Okay, great.
Which is one of the staples of making sure that you do with white French dressing. Even when you make it, you got to chill it before you serve it.
Oh. Okay, so the first one is like a little more like orangey yellowish. Try this.
Now, I haven't tried these.
Okay.
As well, so this is my first time trying them too.
Okay. This is kind of zesty. It's like an Italian kind of taste dressing.
Okay.
Pretty tangy. All right, next one is looser consistency, but pretty white. What do you think of the first one?
It's different. It's good. It's, you know, I like it.
So do you remember what the original white dressing tasted like?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Yeah.
Okay.
How does the first one compare?
Let's just taste the rest of them.
Okay. So the second one here. Okay, this one I feel like there's apple cider vinegar in here maybe.
I think it's sugar.
Sugar?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of sugar. Not as tangy.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me almost of champagne vinaigrette,
mm-hmm.
to be honest.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
And number 3. This one is also a white one, a little chunkier.
Thicker?
Yeah, thicker. Yeah, this one tastes more mayo-based.
Yep.
Okay.
Which one do you like? Well, not that you probably like all of them, but which one would you go, oh, I want to order that on salad?
I would pick the first one, honestly.
You would?
Huh. Yeah. Okay. I like how tangy it is.
Okay.
What would you choose?
Well, I don't think any of them are inferior to my, like, taste.
Yeah.
But if I had to select one and go, I want white French dressing.
Okay, yeah.
It would probably be this one.
Oh, okay. The second one.
Yeah. However, if I was to make the white French dressing and I would get it to what I remember it, I would take some of this.
Number 3.
And I would mix it with this.
And number 2.
To get the consistency and the taste of what I think, of what I remember. So this comes from the Stouffer's book.
The first one is the old style
Stouffer's book.
73.
Which probably was the original salad dressing for the tack room.
Probably, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
This one's Yaya's dressing.
I figured, yeah. The second one's Yaya's.
And see how thin it is compared to like this one?
Yeah, the first one's, yeah.
And then this one, almost like blue cheese dressing.
3, yeah. It's pretty thick, yeah.
So if I was to take...
Oh, you're going to mix 2 and 3.
This is probably the right consistency and the right look that I remember. This one's not smooth. The white French dressing was completely smooth.
Yeah.
Back at Stouffer's.
Gotcha.
And it's probably because it was professionally made.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you get the sweetness of number 2,
but you get all of the other stuff that's in the other dressing. And if you look at the consistency of the dressing,
okay, yeah,
it's very similar to this consistency.
To the first one, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think what happened was is that somewhere along the way, Stouffer's decided to add mayo to this recipe.
Yeah.
But I don't know when it was. So I think as time went on,
yeah,
Stouffer's adapted to the times. I believe that they were like, well, we need this house dressing that we can mass produce and distribute it to all the sister restaurants, right? Because they're at that time when they grew, they grew to almost 60 restaurants. So the consistency of whatever we were doing needed to be a little bit more standardized.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, you know, the same lady coming to work every day cooking the muffins. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's turnover, there's whatever. So a lot of things probably were standardized at that time to some degree. We were still making a lot of stuff that, you know, in 87 and 88 and 89.
Right. Stouffer's,
yeah, like this one's way too sweet.
The
it never
one.
Tasted that sweet at all.
Yeah.
Number two here. And it was never this thick.
Number three, yeah.
Yeah. And it was never this vinegary.
Number one, yeah.
So it's, you know, everyone's trying to hit the mark, but nobody's really doing it.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for doing this demo. You went above and beyond.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. It was interesting. I learned a couple of things.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
So as we have gathered, white French dressing was invented sometime in the 50s or 60s in Cleveland by Stouffer's. As Stouffer's expanded and made a bottled version of white French, it made its way to the Akron location and eventually evolved into a local delicacy unique to Akron. Thomas wasn't sure when exactly it evolved into the smooth white dressing we know today, but it happening sometime between 1973 and 1987 makes sense in the cultural context of salad dressing in America. From the 1950s to the 1970s, there were really two kinds of dressings: spoonable salad dressings like Miracle Whip and pourable dressings like vinaigrettes, or what they called French dressing at the time. But around the early 1980s, we started to see a shift in the salad dressing market that combined those two variations into thicker, creamier dressings. The big cause of that shift? The behemoth that is ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch in a bottle?
Oh, it is!
Look how thick it is!
At last, Hidden Valley Ranch in a bottle.
1983 was the first year Hidden Valley sold bottles of pre-made ranch salad dressing in grocery stores. Before that, it was just sold as mixing packets. And from then on, ranch dressing just got more and more popular in America, and other companies had to adapt.
A heaping teaspoon of fresh sour cream to make it creamy.
Or a new line of dressing so thick.
New Kraft taco dressing.
Put some salsa on your salad.
And it's incredibly thick and creamy.
Because Kraft had to see how far creamy could go.
By 1992, ranch dressing became America's best-selling salad dressing, passing over the vinaigrette-style Italian. So, because people loved the salad dressing at the Stouffer's Akron location, everyone started to make their own modernized version of it, essentially making mayonnaise a crucial ingredient in white French dressing. It's no surprise to me that by the time Papa Joe's opens up in 1986, white French dressing evolves into something as white as Elmer's glue, and a whole lot creamier, and a whole lot thicker. But that still doesn't quite answer the question about why only Akron became the home of white French dressing. Why not other areas where Stouffer's had a restaurant, like Philly or Detroit? Even in Cleveland, where the dressing started, no one else has heard of this dressing anymore. Well, except for one restaurant owner in Cleveland that I talked to.
You know, everybody claims that they, you know, invented the white French dressing.
I spoke to James Beard finalist chef Vinny Camino, who runs a really great restaurant in Cleveland called Cordelia. And no surprises here, the reason Vinny knew about white French was because he grew up in Akron. He knows Papa Joe's. He used to work at Ken Stewart's. At Cordelia, there's a superb salad on the menu called Overdressed Greens, which is covered in their very own white French.
Every Akron restaurant who was worth anything had a white French dressing on their menu. as we were doing this, you know, part of my heritage or my story is, you know, is my celebration of Akron too. So we put this salad on the menu and I knew exactly what I was going to do before we would open. I was like, my homage to two of my favorite salads, this cheese salad from Luigi's right. and the famous Akron white French dressing.
Because of his deep familiarity with Akron, I wanted to ask Vinny why he thought white French dressing stuck around and evolved there. And his answer made it all make sense for me.
You know, I think that from Stouffer's came people opening up at the restaurants like Brown Derby's and yeah. different things like that. And Akron still is a heavy concentration of steakhouses. And I think that in those places, those dressings continue to go. And those restaurants are still open in some way, shape, or form to this day.
I hadn't realized it at first, but Akron does have a lot of steakhouses. I mentioned earlier in the show that most of the time the dressing is available in a lot of, quote, white tablecloth restaurants. Vinny mentions the Brown Derby, which is a group of steakhouses in Ohio that started in 1941. And, you know, steakhouses always have a salad that is integral to their menu. Go to any steakhouse and they either have a Caesar salad or their own specialty house salad. The Cobb salad was invented in a steakhouse in Los Angeles. So for the most part, we can thank the strong business model that is the American steakhouse. And for some reason, Akron still has a lot of them.
You have like three or four different restaurant groups in Akron that are, you know, small family restaurant groups that have been around for quite some time. Like I said, the Brown Derby, Ken Stewart owned and worked at those growing up. Now, I mean, like I said, Ken Stewart has his own flagship restaurants that have been around for, I think, 20, 22 years, give or take. So being on his own for that long, and then Brown Derby's for so long, I mean, you know, you're just continuing a lineage of people who have, you know, made these Akron staples for years. Same as, like, sauerkraut balls.
Right.
You know, it's an Akron thing. There's hardly anybody in Cleveland really does sauerkraut balls.
Go look up sauerkraut balls when you get the chance. Jeff and Kim from Papa Joe's, you know, who are from those family restaurant groups, actually had a similar sentiment about Akron. They believe that there's something special about the city that keeps food traditions like white French salad dressing alive.
I think one of the beauties of Akron is the mere fact that there are certain things that have loyalty. Cuyahoga County's a bigger county, and, you know, there's a lot more restaurants, a lot more to do, and a lot more people. I think, as we feel, my sister and I, and I'm sure our mother feels the same way, and our ancestors feel the same way, that Akron's a great place to do that. And
for a lot of one-of-a-kinds, our lasagna, same thing. You can't find it anywhere like we do. When you hit something and it's good and the people love it, we keep it.
Maybe there's a bit of romanticization from people who grew up in the city of Akron, but who can argue with the record of a 60-year-old salad dressing that they named a baseball team after? After hearing from the various makers of white French dressing in Akron, I couldn't wait to see what the fan reaction was going to be for White French Night at the Akron Rubber Ducks game. Like I mentioned, the Rubber Ducks rebranded themselves as the White French for the night. They had brand new uniforms, all white with red lettering, and a blue hat with a red bill. The hat showed off the temporary logo for the team, an anthropomorphic mustachioed salad dressing bottle smirking and wearing a beret. It was a full crowd at the game that night. The ballpark was packed, and reportedly the largest crowd of the season. Though, I'm not so sure it was because everyone loved white French dressing. It was a Friday night game in the middle of summer, and there was going to be fireworks afterwards. So there were a lot of families with small children enjoying the night out.
Go white French!
And not only were the uniforms celebrating white French, there were a lot of other salad dressing adjacent activities throughout the night.
Fans, it's white French night, so imagine you are sitting by the Eiffel Tower. And let's see when they pull off a beret.
I mean, some of the stuff was French themed, which has nothing to do with white French dressing, but it's okay. During the breaks in the game, there was some audience participation. Akronites were quizzed on salad-related trivia.
This is the second most popular French vegetable in the U.S. behind carrots, potatoes, broccoli, or eggplant. What do you think? Is it potatoes? That is correct. There you go.
Two fans were subjected to a salad-eating contest.
Jermaine is plowing through that salad. Get some carrots in there. Look at this.
And most importantly, there was a taste test.
We got two great restaurants, Papa Joe's and Missing Falls Brewery. They brought white French dressing samples. So, fans, we encourage you to go to the boardwalk and also try the white French dressing. You can vote on who's got the best white French dressing in Akron. Is it Papa Joe's or Missing Falls Brewery right down the street? Join us. It's on the boardwalk, right behind home plate. Test it out. Free salad dressing on White French Night. DJ, take it away.
There were two tables set up near the concession stands, each with little dipping cups of white French and some carrots and celery for people to try it with. On the left, dressing from a brewery down the street called Missing Falls, and on the right, dressing from Papa Joe's. Fans were instructed to vote by scanning a QR code with their phone. We were told the winner would be revealed later that night. I enjoyed myself. I had a hot dog, had numerous portions of white French, and sat back and watched the game behind home plate. The game, sadly, was not too thrilling. Their opponent, the Richmond Flying Squirrels, ended up beating Akron 9-1.
Post-game fireworks tonight are presented by Miller Lite.
Instead of watching the fireworks, I decided to make my way down the street to Missing Falls Brewery for a late-night snack. I ordered a plate of their chicken tenders and asked for a side of their white French dressing for dipping. Sometimes I think it's actually better as a sauce than a dressing.
It's pretty thick. Like, when I, like, shake this container, like, it doesn't move. Like, that's how thick it is. It's wild that it's a salad dressing.
After hanging out in Akron for only 4 days, I started to feel a kinship with the city. I mean, it's also because of how much I dove into its food and dining history over the past few months, but it got me thinking, maybe the reason why white French dressing hasn't left Akron is because it's such a part of it. It doesn't really make sense for it to be anywhere else. Even as the world is better connected through the internet, that's certainly how I found out about white French, food has that special ability to be super local and exclusively experienced in person. And, like a regional sports team, that affinity for something that's representing your community has a strong emotional attachment, especially something that was developed through this perfect storm of chain restaurants and steakhouses. It is comforting to see people like Vinny at Cordelia keeping the legacy of white French dressing alive for future generations in Northern Ohio. Maybe one day, 60 years from now, someone will look back at how Cordelia's overdressed greens influenced another generation of salad dressing. So, if you make your way through Akron at some point, I'd recommend stopping off and ordering a wedge salad with some white French to experience a truly unique salad in a very specific geographic location. Oh, also, a week later, I found out the winner of the salad dressing taste test. Papa Joe's won with 91% of the vote. Special thanks to Allegra Frank, who helped me get this episode to the finish line. Also to The Chameleon Cafe, Papa Joe's, Yaya's, Thomas George, Cordelia, and everyone else I talked to in Akron. You can see pictures from my adventure at awylatt.com. See you later.